Anakin was starting to feel better. He had tried to tell himself that Suara had not been fair to him, but in truth, her words had shaken him. And what would she tell his master? He had worried about these things all the way to the meeting with Tick Verdon, but now they had shrunk to vague feelings at the back of his mind. He was too caught up in meeting Tick's friends and hearing what they had to say about Grand Omega. Tick's friends were all funny and smart. They had welcomed Anakin and seemed impressed at meeting our first Jedi. They poured him tea and sat around, trying to prod their memories for facts about Grand Omega. They interrupted one another and corrected one another, but nobody interrupted Tick, Anakin noted. They all deferred to him, but in a way that Anakin could see was out of great respect. Anakin was especially impressed with a young scientist named Melora Phelan. She had just graduated from an elite scientific institution, even though she was only a few years older than Anakin. She had met Grand Omega on an expedition to the planet Urik and gave the most detailed account of him. "He had a weakness for pastry," she said, smiling. "The really sweet, sticky kind. He ate an entire plate of Suisenberry rolls." Tick Verdon shook his head. "Glad to see you noted the important things." But everything was important. Anakin knew that. He could take that information back to Jocasta Nu, and in about 30 seconds, she could tell him every planet where the Suisenberries grew and could give him a list of the best pastry makers in the core worlds. Anakin took another sip of the excellent tea Melora had brewed. He felt warm and comfortable. Night had fallen, and the stars twinkled like hard points outside in the cold night. He thought about reaching for another piece of fruit, but he felt too lazy. Just at the very moment he settled into his contentment, he felt a warning. There was a disturbance in the Force here. He realized that it had been here for some time. Anakin felt slow surprise trickle through him. He tried to focus on his feelings, but they seemed to run off his body like water. He blinked several times and realized he was sleepy. He had to struggle to stay awake. Melora was speaking again, and he had to focus in order to hear her. Had his fight with Ferris tired him out so?
"Anakin?"
Tick's face seemed to loom in front of him. He patted Anakin's arm gently.
Are you all right? I have to tell you something. Are you listening?
Anakin focused on Tick. "Yes?"
"Everything we told you about Granta Omega is a lie,"
Tick said, still smiling. Anakin struggled to understand his meaning.
"I don't understand." Oh, don't worry. You will.
But we have something to show you,
Melora said.
Something he owns.
From beneath the folds of her white tunic, she brought out a small pyramid.
Omega gave me this.
It was a Sith artifact. Now Anakin knew the origin of the disturbance he had detected. It grew stronger, and he felt nausea rise in his throat. He tried to sit up, but the chair now seemed to hold him down. Melora turned the cube in her hands.
At first, I found the images disturbing, but Grant talked to me about them. Power can be disturbing. That's where its beauty lies. Do you understand?
Anakin's tongue felt thick.
No.
He had been so foolish, so incredibly foolish and naive. He saw the mug on the table in front of him. He had drained every drop. He wasn't tired. He was drugged.
Don't worry. We didn't poison you,
Tick said. Tick's voice had not changed. He still sounded friendly and warm.
We've immobilized you in order to talk to you. We don't wish to harm you. We only wish to discuss the Force.
Melora said. The other faces turned to him. Now their bright interest he saw was not interest at all. It was not so simple. It was greed. They were ravenous for information about him.
Melora and I are the only scientists here, Tick said. I'm afraid I lied to you about my friends. We are simply a group of ordinary beings who are interested in the extraordinary. We have a common interest in the Force.
We wanted to find a Force-sensitive being to talk to about it,
Melora said. In other words, Anakin thought, they were a Sith cult. Although they weren't Force-sensitive, they were drawn to the dark side, and they could be dangerous. But why Tik Verdon? He was a respected scientist.
And how do you know that? You don't know anything about him, except that you liked him.
Anakin thought back to the mission on Haradin. He had liked Tik because Tik had seemed to understand him. He had been the bravest of the scientists, too. He had been the one to go off and scout for patrols. He had risked his life, they said. He had been gone for hours, they said.
Do you understand?
Tik asked him softly.
Do you, Anakin Skywalker?
You are Granta Omega, Anakin said.
Very good.
Tik turned to the others, pleased.
You see how his mind continues to work? On an ordinary being, that drug would immobilize his thoughts as well as his legs.
Anakin thought about trying to rise. He thought he would have enough strength to reach the door. He had not begun to tap into the Force yet. Wait. That's what Obi-Wan would say. He had enough strength for one try.
Back on Haradin, you said the Force frustrates you,
Tik said. No. I spoke hastily. It was because of what happened with Dara, Anakin thought. But he said nothing.
That interested me,
Omega said.
I thought this Jedi is different.
He recognizes not only what power is, but what it isn't, what it can be.
Power is protection.
It is what stands between you and losing what you have. I'm not talking about material things either. I'm talking about everything.
Anakin didn't understand, but then he didn't want to. Tik leaned forward. His warm eyes met Anakin's.
Not Tik. Granta Omega. He is not your friend.
I've asked about you,
Omega said.
I know you. I know you because I grew up like you.
I wasn't a slave, but I might well have been. My mother worked at things she should not have. Harder than she should have. Longer than she should have, just for me.
What is the Force for, if not to protect what you have?
Why should you give that up because you're a Jedi?
The Force can bring you all the power you need.
Yet the Jedi tell you that you must have nothing. Why is that?
Ours is a path of service, Anakin said.
And who do you serve? The Senate?
Omega laughed softly.
A group of fools who can't be bought?
We serve justice.
Whose?
Justice does not have a master.
Shouldn't it?